Welcome back to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Podcast. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios now. But Barbecue Bob, it's time to maybe start breaking out some of that equipment that's been stashed away through the winter that you weren't using. I know that you have a long list of grills, and I do too. I think there's six of them in my garage that, you know what, it's going to be, where we are, we're over 60 degrees today, so it might be the time to start pulling some of that stuff out, and we want to talk a little bit about what to look for.
That's right.
And what you might want to do before you throw that big steak on that grill.
Yes. So what do you want to start with? Maybe gas grills?
Sure. Because most of our listeners are going to have one of those.
Yeah. Right? So if you want to tune up your grill,
you can do that in the spring, too.
On a Saturday. Gas grills are the most popular, right? What, 57% of people in North America use a gas grill? And I'm in that group. You're in that group. But what that statistic doesn't tell you is that there's also guys like us that have several gas grills and charcoal and pellet and all that other stuff. But let's just address gas, and a bulk of people that have a gas grill, I'm going to say, are on a propane tank. They're right. Just using a tank refilling. I hard pipe my stuff because I can. And
you're in propane in the woods too, right?
I'm on natural gas, but in the woods. But right. I paid the money years ago to have natural run back. And so I just had to convert the appliances that I have. but either way, let's say you're on a propane or natural gas grill. Propane for starters. One of the things with propane tanks and grills, propane's a denser fuel, so you have to be a little bit more careful in the use of a propane grill. Not to say you don't have to be with a natural, but propane gas is deceivingly dangerous. It's like a little bomb on your back deck. One of the things that happens to grills, depending on who made your grill and how they made it, from the tank, there's a screw-on regulator and then a hose that goes into another regulator or your valve assembly, which might have a sub-regulator on it. And each valve's a bit of a regulator anyway. That hose, if it's rubber, could be rotten. If it's aluminum flex, it could have a crack in it.
Right.
And once you ignite that grill, if there's some propane jetting out of that thing, you might find that it's pointing backwards at your house, and you could have a big surprise. Right? You ever hear that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So what you want to do is turn your gas onto that grill, and you can use some dish soap and water and just a rag and take that highly soapy water and turn the gas on and start putting bubbles all over that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you want to check with a match. I did not tell you to do that, and I wouldn't recommend it.
Right.
But it's just a little dish soap, a lot of dish soap, and some water. Cut it about, 20% soap and water. And then put a little rag in there and let that run down the appliance while that line is pressurized. And then if you see no leaks going up to the back of the grill, you can take the grill apart, which you should have by now anyway, and you can make sure that that line going all the way to the manifold or wherever it's dispersing the fuel into the orifice and the burner, make sure that whole line assembly is not leaking. And then if you're good to go, give her a light while it's taken apart. Now, some grills are not going to light so well when they're taken apart, so I'd recommend that you have a long-stemmed lighter ready when this is disassembled. Turn that valve on for that burner, if you have multiple burners, and light that lighter and put it next to the burner and turn that valve assembly on and see how that thing ignites. I tell you to do that because that little piezo or spark igniter may not have the right air working for it that will allow that gas to flow over the spark when it's disassembled, because there's very often shields on there that will block the wind and route the gas and all this and that, and route the air. So just be ready to ignite it yourself.
Right. Now, Bob, couple things that you just talked about. The pressurized line. From time to time when you move a propane tank, there's a safety valve that kicks in. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's a great point. Let's say you knock your tank over. It'll go off on safety. Let's say you had one of your valves on your grill, and you turn the tank on. You open up the valve on the tank, which is that knob at the top of the tank. You just say, okay, I'm going to open up gas on this thing. Well, if it senses that the gas is wanting to flow a little too fast, which it would if a valve was open or all your gas valves were on, when it does that, it's going to go into a safety mode, and it's only going to flow 20% of the gas. So you're going to see your grill burning like a baby grill. You know, you're going to have little bitty flames. Yeah. Right. And you're going to go, what the heck?
Right.
Well, so shut all your valves off. Turn off the gas to the tank and take that plastic knob on the top of your tank and unscrew it. When you do that, you're going to hear a click. The safety valve resets. So then screw it back on. Make sure all your valves on the make sure your burner knobs on the grill are all turned off. And then slowly open that valve up at the top of the tank, and you'll hear it kind of, you'll hear a little bit of flow, and then it'll stop. It'll pressurize the system, and now it's ready for slight flow, which will happen when you turn a burner on.
Right, right. And I don't know if our listeners have had this happen, but I have had that happen when I transport our grill to a gig.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And
it
that
just
valve
feels
kicks
the movement.
In,
it
right?
feels the movement.
That
there
valve
you
kicks in, and then we're trying to cook, and you can't get any heat because you got 20% of the flow that you should have in your gas line. And I just think it's a common thing when that thing's wheeled out of the shed
yep.
and across your bumpy yard to get back on your deck that thing can get jostled.
You're not wrong.
Right.
You're not wrong.
And so don't think that your grill's bad. Just take this precaution because it's a regular thing that happens year after year after
but
year.
But if your
people.
Grill is bad, just run down to Garrett's Appliance.
That's right.
And they'll sell you a grill that's good.
Yeah.
Because they have a huge barn full of them.
Right.
That's a great place to go.
Great selection, which is in West Michigan here over on 28th Street and Byron Center Avenue. And
yeah. So another thing to check for on your gas grill, you'll have deflector hoods on top. Let's say it's a ribbon burner, which is just a tube with a bunch of holes in it.
Right.
Okay.
Could be in an H. Could be.
Could
straight.
Be a U. Yeah.
Right.
Could be. Well, and those are clamshell burners. I'm talking about a ribbon or a tube. When it's just a singular ribbon, there very often is going to be a little. I want to call it an A frame over it.
Right.
It's a hood. That's a long.
Kind of 90
a
degree,
shape.
And it's
yeah,
and it sets
yeah,
on top
and
there.
What that does is it. Some people call them flavor bars because the juices that you're grilling hit it and it creates smoke. It really is effective, and that's where you get your nice flavor, your savory from a gas grill because mm-hmm. gas doesn't taste good. So you'll want to pop those hoods off and clean them if there's a bunch of food on them. If they're rusted through or burnt, you know, great time to replace them. Look it up online, figure out who sells your grill or your grill parts. Make sure you buy original equipment. Don't go for these places that make one thing for everything because they really don't.
Yeah, one size does not fit all.
Yeah.
When it
now,
comes to this.
Now, if you have like an old Broil King or Char Grill or Char Broiler, there are replacement parts online you can buy for those. You can go to all sorts of retailers and get those clamshell stamped burners, U-shaped,
right.
H-shaped. Like
plan on them wearing out in a year or two.
Yeah.
But all right, Bob, we got most of the gas grill done. We've got other fuels to check out. So stick with us. We're going to dive into charcoal and pellets next. We'll be back.